My guest says the reason so many believers with great faith are not healed is because of this missing link. Miles just got this revelation in Zambia, Africa, and it triggered massive miracles. Next. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Moses, Joshua, Caleb, and David had the Shekinah glory on them. As a traditional Jewish man, that same glory rescued me and gave me something I never even knew was possible, my own experiential knowledge with God. And that same glory is in this studio right now. Miles Kilby experienced the presence of God at age 20 and 24. Miles, what happened?
Yeah, what happened, Sid, at age 20 is when I was baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And during that time, it was a time in my life where I was really kind of isolated. I was just coming out of a lifestyle of really sin and everything that you shouldn't be involved in. And God supernaturally intervened in my life during that time. I was in my bedroom when this experience happened and just worshiping God. During that time, I would spend literally hours with the Lord because I had nothing else to do, literally, at that time. And during that time, I was just fasting, praying, seeking God. And I was on the phone actually with my godmother, and suddenly the Holy Spirit just came over me in the bedroom, and I began to speak in new tongues, began to speak, and it was just an overflow of the presence of God. And I'm telling you, it was like nothing that I had ever experienced before until that moment.
What did you feel when that happened?
What I felt in that moment was just the tangible presence of God come into the room and come over me, literally. And even now, I feel that tangible presence right now as we're talking about it. But the tangible presence of God just swept into the room. It was just me and God in that moment. And I'm telling you, it was joy unexplainable, Sid, full of glory. And so subsequently, I had at 24, that initial experience was the baptism of the Holy Spirit when I was 20. And then at 24, I had an encounter with the fire of God's presence, with the glory of God. And during that encounter, it was a little different. When the presence of God, I was worshiping God just at my home, and the presence of God came into the room, but it was different this time, Sid. It was a tangible presence and glory of God, but He came with fire. And really, to describe it, it was like a baptism of fire, which the Scripture talks about. See, there's the baptism of the Holy Spirit and then the baptism of fire. And this is much of what the church is missing out on today. So we have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, which is the purpose for power, to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. But then there's the baptism of fire. Now, this is what I experienced at 24. The presence of God came into that room, Sid, and it was like the glory that I had never experienced or encountered in my life. But the fire of God came upon me in that encounter and began to burn me, literally, from the inside out. And it was so tangible. In that moment, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and He said this. He said, "Miles, I'm calling you to bring the fire of God to this generation." He said, "When you minister, the fire of God will manifest through you to my people, to the church, because I'm coming to purify my bride. I'm coming for a bride without spot or wrinkle." And Sid, so wherever I go, I minister the fire of God's presence.
Excuse me. How did the baptism of the Holy Spirit was a dramatic change in your life. How did this fire of God change you?
So yeah, the way the fire changed me, it was like a deeper transformation that took place. And so when the fire burns you from the inside out, it's like it's a burning of one's flesh. It's a burning of everything that's not like God is removed from you, and your desires change. And so all of a sudden, it's like all you have is holy and pure desires to serve God. It produces a passion in you to want to reach souls, to reach lost people, to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to work miracles. And so that after you had, this is why it's so important.
You know what I'm reminded? At Shavuot or Pentecost, it said fire came on each person. Yes. Pillars of fire. That's what, that was the fire hitting them, and they became normal. But what, there's some missing ingredients today, which we'll get to. As a matter of fact, what was the missing ingredient for healing and miracles God showed you in Zambia and Colombia?
Yeah, well, in Zambia, we were there for a four-day crusade, healing and miracle crusade. It was so powerful, Sid. While I was there and just seeking God, preparing for the crusades, preparing messages for the night, crusade messages, the Holy Spirit began to reveal and speak to me. Because, see, many of us, Sid, especially in America, we want the fire. We want the glory. We hear people talking about the glory all the time. But the Holy Spirit revealed to me, He said, Miles, we're missing one ingredient. You're missing the blood. You're missing the cross of my Son. And see, Sid, when the Holy Spirit began to speak that to me, it was just like an explosion began to ignite on the inside of me. And so as we began to release the power of the blood of Jesus in Zambia, as we began to preach the message of the cross, the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension of Christ, which is the core of the gospel message of Christ, of Jesus, that God began to, the glory began to manifest. And so we saw a massive explosion of miracles preaching. When we preached about the blood, when we preached the message of the cross of Yeshua, it was just an explosion. Deaf ears open, blind eyes open, people's legs grown out. We even had one young man that was resurrected from the dead that was hit by a bus coming back from the crusade. The glory of God just showed up. And this is what the Holy Spirit spoke, Sid. He said, wherever my blood is applied, the glory of God is guaranteed to rest.
And then you went to Colombia.
Yes.
And what did you see in Colombia?
And then in Colombia, we went to Colombia. I was there for 5 days ministering in the churches. And as we began to preach the message of the blood, see, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 and 11 talks about that the prophets searched and inquired for the grace that would come and found in the person of Christ, of the Messiah. And then of the revelation they prophesied was of His sufferings. What are His sufferings? His sufferings are His death, His burial, then His resurrection, His ascension.
Well, that why core do you message. Say this is kind of missing from the American church?
Well, Sid, we don't hear messages on the blood anymore. We don't hear messages on the cross anymore. And so we want the glory, but there's no cross. There's no cross being preached. There's no blood being preached. And God, and Sid, if we just realized and God, you know, brought back to us just the revelation of the power that's in the blood of Jesus, the Messiah, the blood of Yeshua, releasing that power, we would see incredible miracles all across America. Now, this is what we began to experience in Zambia and in Colombia. And when we preach this message, like we'd see cancer healed, the fire of God manifest, because wherever the blood is preached and applied, the fire is guaranteed to come where there is a sacrifice. That is the blood of Yeshua.
And another way to say that is there's no blood sacrifice, there'll be no glory.
No glory. That's exactly right.
Okay. Now, Zechariah 2:5 is very important to you about the fire.
Yeah. So Zechariah 2:5 says that God will be a ring of fire. He'll put a ring or a wall of fire around us, and He will be the glory in our midst. And so this is so powerful because, Sid, once the blood is applied to our lives as believers, amen, what God then does is He comes with His fire. He puts a wall of fire around our lives so that demons can't penetrate and can't attack us. They can't penetrate the firewall. He puts this wall of fire around us that's a wall of protection, just like he did Israel of old. Then he comes literally after he releases this firewall, this ring of fire. It's kind of like what Moses stepped into when he encountered the burning bush. He stepped into the ring of fire where he began to encounter God's presence, and God raised him up as a mighty deliverer for Israel. So God releases that. Once the blood is applied, he purifies us, he secures our salvation, then he releases the glory, first in fire around our lives, then he comes and inhabits that ring of fire. He comes and inhabits, and he dwells in the midst of us.
Yeah, you know, Miles, I never realized it because I didn't experience the fire, but I live many times in the ring of fire,
yes,
protecting me.
Wow.
So there may be different ways of experiencing this. For instance, I have had covens of witches all over the world curse me. And the only way I survived is it felt like I could tell they were doing something bad, but it never penetrated.
Yes.
I had a ring of, what a wonderful way to live.
Wow.
When we return, Miles will pray for a ring of fire to surround you, which will release miracles. Be right back.
Be right back to It's Supernatural.
For over 10 years, Project 77 is an important way for us in reaching out to Jewish people with the good news of Messiah Jesus. We have sent over 2 million of Sid Roth's evangelistic book, They Thought for Themselves, directly to Jewish households. And Jewish people are accepting their Messiah. Just listen to these testimonies. A 12-year-old Jewish boy got to the mailbox before anyone else in the family. He found Sid's book, They Thought for Themselves. He was deeply moved as he read the 10 stories and accepted Messiah Jesus. A 75-year-old Jewish woman read the book and received Yeshua Jesus as her Messiah. An Orthodox Jewish man studying to be a rabbi read Sid's book and now believes in Yeshua as his Messiah.
The heart of God at this moment is Jewish souls. Jewish people have not come to the Lord in such large numbers since the book of Acts. But just as the door has opened supernaturally, it will close just as suddenly.
They Thought for Themselves is a supernatural book that God gave Sid Roth in a dream. 10 Jewish people, including Sid Roth, found Jesus as their Messiah and now tell their own true life stories for other Jewish people in a way that penetrates their Jewish hearts like nothing else can.
This is not just a key to Jewish evangelism. It is the key to worldwide evangelism, especially in these end times. When the pattern is right, the glory comes down. This is the avenue of the release of God's greatest supernatural power in history. Don't you want the world to believe? I do.
Many have given $77 to print and mail 7 free copies of this Jewish testimony book, They Thought for Themselves, right into Jewish homes. We value your prayers and support in reaching Jewish people for Messiah. So at no obligation, we'd like to send you a free copy of Sid's faith-building book to read or to personally give to a neighbor, friend, coworker, or relative. Or you can choose a free digital download. Just go to www.sidroth.org/9963.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Miles is going to teach in a second the revelation of the cycle of glory. But just before we went on the air during the break, you told me you saw something. Tell me what you sensed.
Well, yes, there's a fire angel here. There's fire angels here. So I know that God's going to release that wall of fire, that ring of fire around people's lives when we release it in the broadcast. But they're present here. I feel the fire of God's presence very strong right now. And so I'm confident that that's going to be released through this.
Well, tell me about the cycles of glory.
Yeah, so Sid, this was a revelation that I received while I was in Zambia. And the Lord said, yeah, I want to release to you, I want to show you the cycle of glory. Now, what is the cycle of glory? This is how, what the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, this is how I produce glory in a person. In other words, God is interested in taking us from glory to glory. And so it's a cycle, it's cyclical. So he starts with death, amen, a dying to self. Amen. So
like
the first
Jesus
step.
Died.
Yeah, like Jesus died. So it's revealed, you know, in the crucifixion, death, burial,
resurrection.
But we
don't die. What you're saying
right.
is we die to the old way.
Yes. Yeah, so it's a dying of the old person, putting to death the old fleshly man, putting him to death, the flesh. The scripture says, crucify your flesh with its passions and desires. And so it's a laying aside, it's a dying of the old person. Jesus said, if any man wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So it's a denying of the flesh, Sid. It's a denying of the old man. That's the first step, is death. And so in the cycle of glory, you start at death, and then you come around to burial. Amen. You know, Jesus was buried in a borrowed tomb, right? And so it's not just, you can't just die, but you have to completely bury the old man. He has to be completely covered over, gone, no longer to return. Now, once this takes place, that old person is no more. You're not that person anymore. You are a new creation in Messiah because of the blood of Jesus. God has made you a new creation. And Sid, you know, the thing is that this is a continual working in our lives. It's a continual process in this cycle at different points. And so it's not just a one-time dying to self, but then going from death to burial, then to resurrection. See, there can't be a resurrection glory, without first being death and burial. So it's necessary first to die and bury that to come into resurrection power. Now, what brings resurrection power is the Spirit of glory. And this is what raised Jesus from the dead, was the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of the Father that was released and resurrected him up. But see, first, like we mentioned, he had to go through death, burial, then resurrection. And then once Jesus was resurrected, you know, when you read through the Gospels, when Jesus walked the earth for 40 days in his resurrected body, many times they didn't recognize him. The glory was so strong on his life. You remember the story? He was walking along a road called the Road to Emmaus with two men, and they were discussing this Jesus, saying, oh, did you hear everything that happened to him? And then he was walking with them the whole way. Yet they could not recognize him, Sid. He was hidden from them in the glory. He was hidden in the glory right before them. But then suddenly, at the end of their journey, God opened their eyes. Jesus opened their eyes, and they understood everything, all the prophecies, everything from beginning to Genesis all the way through the prophets, every prophecy concerning Jesus. Instantly, they understood it. Then, Sid, once he revealed and himself, disclosed himself to them, they said, weren't our hearts burning the entire time while he was walking with us? And so this is what you experience in resurrection. You experience the Spirit of glory come upon your life. And then, you know, even during that time, Jesus would walk through walls. He would appear and manifest. But then moving from resurrection, there is a final step in this cycle, and that is ascension. And see, many people...
I don't hear much about that step.
Yeah, we don't hear much. Most people just stop at resurrection.
Right.
They say, oh, I've got resurrection glory.
Yeah.
I'm raised up to live a new life in Christ. But then there's a final step, Sid, in this cycle of glory, and it's ascension, where we come into an ascended place, an ascended life, where we live from the glory 24/7. We live from there. We prophesy from there. We see from there. And so we come into the reality that we are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all principalities and powers. This is the ascended life that we're called to come into.
We can live like 24/7 in heavenly places, like it says in the book of Ephesians?
Yes, 24/7, Sid. 24/7. We can live in this place. And this is God's invitation to us. And there's even people watching right now. You know, you've been wanting to come into, you've been stuck in an old season in your life. You're saying, where is the glory of God? Where is the presence of God? Maybe you haven't felt God's presence in quite some time. I want to tell you, God is releasing His glory. The Spirit of glory is being released to you now, and you'll begin to move into just beyond the resurrected life to the ascended life. God is going to shift you into that place.
Now, you say this cycle is not a one-time event. Explain.
Right. So it's not a one-time event in our life that we just die to self, or at our initial born-again experience, we just depart and bury the old person. But it's a continual cycle and working of the cross within our lives at different times in our lives. See, God works in our lives in times and seasons. And so as we're seeking God, and at different times in our lives, as God is perfecting us, taking us from glory to glory, that this cycle is at work. And so, you know, you died last season and went through the cycle of glory, and God brought you through that cycle and raised you up, and you operated in great words and knowledge, great miracles. But then there came a time where that became old to you. It became familiar. And God says, I want to take you to the next level of glory. Then He requires a new death to go to a new level of glory. It's kind of like what the prophet Isaiah experienced. He said this, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, and the train of His robe filled the temple. The train of His robe was continually flowing in, filling the temple, Sid. But there was a new death that was required for new glory. And that's what I hear the Holy Spirit saying right now. Many people are wanting the new glory, Sid. Many people are wanting this, but they won't die a new death.
And you know what they don't understand? Many, many believers are going through what is known a wilderness experience.
Yes.
This is your time to come out stronger, closer to God than ever before. In fact, what are the results of this cycle of glory?
Yeah, the results of this cycle of glory operating in our lives. So like I said, this is how God produces glory in our lives. And so what it produces in us, Sid, is holiness. It produces transformation, where we're not just touched by the glory, Sid, but we're changed. We're transformed by the glory. We're being transformed by it. It's not just a touch. It's not just goosebumps. It's not just a nice feeling, but it's transformational glory that produces more oil, that we would be wise virgins in this hour, that God would raise us up. And also, Sid, what it produces is an explosion of miracles, and it activates the supernatural in our lives.
I'm going to have you pray for that in a moment. But right now, to have it activated, you must make Jesus your Messiah and Lord. Just in your own words, tell God, I'm sorry for all my bad deeds. I believe your blood washes them all away, and I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, come and live inside of me. I make you my Savior from my sins and Lord of my life. In your own words, Miles, if you would pray right now for the ring of fire to release miracles.
Yeah, for the viewers watching right now, just wherever you're at, in your home or you're driving, wherever you're at, just prepare yourself to receive from the Lord. I want to release the ring of fire to you now. And I tell you, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just release, and first I apply the blood of Yeshua to each one watching now. I release the blood. I release the power of His blood. And the Holy Spirit says, even now, I'm beginning to release my fire and my glory upon your life. Right now, people are being healed. You're being healed from cancer. Tumors are being dissolved in the name of Jesus. Be gone in Jesus' name. Tumors be gone or being healed. Bones are being healed. There's somebody even with like your left eye is being healed. where you had like a detached retina. God is healing you now, and I release the ring of fire of protection around your life now, and I declare that God's glory is in your midst. In Jesus' name, amen.